You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Keeping that more music flowing, up next is Nora Jones. Her new single's called Running, and we're going to check it out. Let's dig in. Listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music headed your way. We're going to kick things off with Tom Rotella off his new album called Storyline. We'll check into Oddball. Then Joshua Redman's got a new album coming up entitled Come What May. We're going to listen to the single out right now, How We Do. And then Jonathan Bauer. The album's entitled Walk, Don't Run. And we're going to check into The Closer. Let's dig in. Thank you. We're going to take a trip around the world. First up is Jazz Street Boys. The track is entitled Journée d'Amérique Latine off the album Jazz in Stock. Then we'll check into vocalist Randy Pontoppidan. She utilizes her voice as an instrument. The track is entitled Gionge, Three Geishas, off the album Rooms. Let's get this music flowing.
We'll be right back.
that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. A forest in New Zealand rings with the sound of bellbirds, whose indigenous name is Korimako. Korimako are 8-inch, mossy green birds with dark wings and tail, a purple sheen on the face, and red eyes. They use their down-curved beaks and brush-tipped tongues to feed on nectar from flowers, which they pollinate while they feed. Many birds sing together, especially in the morning. Pairs sing duets, and a pair may countersing with its neighbors, perhaps letting them know that this patch of land is taken. It all builds to a brilliant, ringing dawn chorus. Korimako populations were drastically reduced in the 19th and early 20th century by disease and rats. Thanks to predator control, their numbers are increasing in some places. So their brilliant songs may ring through forests for years to come. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.